Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. His website is Richard Allen, A-L-A-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, .com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, in New York, there was a, this is just a couple days ago, a Manhattan lawyer, he's 50 years old. This guy is in the hospital. He's in critical condition. And he went to work before hospitalization. And he works at a small law firm. And seven people at the law firm are told to self-isolate because the Manhattan lawyer has the coronavirus. And he's in critical condition. Now, he has a family of five. He's got his wife and children, and they all tested positively for the coronavirus. And this guy gets his neighbor to take him to the hospital, and now the neighbor is quarantined at his home in Westchester, New York, because he drove his neighbor, the lawyer, to the hospital. So we're talking about one guy, one lawyer, gets infected. He infects his law firm. He infects his entire family. His wife is under quarantine. His daughter tested positively, and she goes to the Tsar Academy, where she's a student at an Orthodox Jewish school, which is closed now because of the infection from her father. Their son tested positively, and he goes to yeshiva. He's a student there, and the university closed classes and is disinfecting all common areas because his son went to the university. Then the New York Presbyterian Hospital has eight employees there that are being tested because this guy, this lawyer, went there. Then the Columbia Hospital, the Presbyterian Columbia Hospital, he was transferred on March 2nd, so now they are impacted. And Young Israel, of which is a synagogue in New York, Westchester, New York, they halt all services through March 8th because the family went to synagogue. In total, there are over 1,000 people who this one lawyer has come in contact with, and now all of them are supposed to be in self-quarantine. One guy. That's what he did. Now, I'm of the belief that this is absolutely, positively real. In France, the government of France has confiscated all face masks. All. And the future production of all face masks. Can you imagine that? That's real. Any comments?
Well, yeah, let's do Charles Kuralt. The first hour, we do coronavirus, and the second hour, we walk away from it because, you know, what you're doing right now is adequate. And while fear is the first enemy of man, there are other things that are also important that are going on right now. And we could talk about something that was warm and fuzzy because there are good things happening with bad. We have an opportunity, for example. This whole thing is going to bring to light how much more important it is for you now to think about your herbal pharmacy and possibly your garden, where you or your neighbors and your local farmers market start to have an infrastructure where you're eating more local rather than from Mexico and China and, I don't know, Chile.
Or your backyard. So, Rick, in that line of thinking, I'm so glad you mentioned this because that's what I had on my notes for the second hour. Chaga mushrooms,
yeah.
Consumption. Okay, you might still be able to get them on the internet. It's very, very difficult. We mentioned this over the last couple of weeks. Chaga mushrooms and growing shiitake. You said that that'd be a reasonable alternative, I believe.
You could be doing just walking in the woods.
So let's do it.
Will make you feel better. And even though it's doom and gloom out there, a walk in the woods does more for stress management. It is, the body is the finest laboratory the world has ever seen. And good luck duplicating what it can do to heal itself. With that said, what brings on, and I have a brand new book. It's going up this next week on stress management. And it's a protocol on why you get sick. What getting sick is when your body can't cope. That's what you're doing. You're in pain all the time. And neurotransmitters aside, if you didn't have pain, you wouldn't have life. What it's about is coping, keeping that balance between this and that. That's why you have the two brains, and religion and science. Now, with that said, what you need to do now is walk in balance. That was Sun Bear. And Sun Bear, walk in balance and have a relationship to what's going on around you. And if you're in perfect health, you will not get sick from this. That's it. It's written in stone. It's a common cold that has been designed to be easily spread. It doesn't die quickly. It hangs on. What you want to do is keep your body healthy. If your body's healthy, doesn't matter what's happening. Period. End of story. And that's why you have breeding grounds like a grade school, because that's where they build up their immunity. And the whole concept of medicine and having to buy, wherever there is a poison, okay, this is an American Indian belief, wherever there is a poison, toxin, the antidote grows right next to it. And there it is, in your own woods, climatized, whether you're on the coast, Midlands, that's permaculture, the idea that the habitat dictates what your medicine is. And there's chemical analogs. Golden seal on the East Coast is Oregon grapefruit on the West Coast. And they're identically hydroxyne and berberine chemistries, specifically to do certain kinds of things in viral, just like Mormons did it early on. But see, before Culpepper, it was, I mean, we're talking about a thing like doctrine of signatures. You don't know what a plant's used for? You look at it, and it tells you, like red clover. What do you think red clover would be good for? Well, it's red. Well, is that related to blood? Iron. That's what we have discovered. It has iron in it. Okay. So there's many different ways you can approach your environment, and that's what you need to start doing now. Finding your way through your home and your environment. It will be your neighbor, whether you like him or not. It will probably save your life. That's probably how it's going to go. You need to start eating more of what you produce, not someone else. And if your job doesn't afford you to do it that way because you're at work too often, you need to rethink your life. And what is important?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying for all these years. Going on 9 years, we've been saying that. You know, you can walk away from the stress. You can get a little hobby.
Once you walk away from that part of it, you don't get sick by definition. just like intuition, is ESA. You don't make mistakes when you work from instinct. And what they're doing, neurolinguistics, they're using the way you process information in your brain. I watched a woman just visiting me saying, I can't do that. I never could do that. And I said, why are you saying it? What you're doing is reinforcing a belief system that is not necessarily true. I can, I will, the little caboose that could. Get a grip. Time to discipline your mind and realize that you're creating half of the nightmare. And I'm not going to let him do that to me.
You know, I'm a first-generation farmer.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let him do that to me. It's independence of reality. I create my own. And that is what religions were doing. That is what sciences are doing. And the problem is, neither have the right answer. It is a walk in balance, walking down that center line. It's called the fourth way by Gurdjieff. Tertium, organum, and then the fourth way. And like, you know, there's the child and the father and the angel on the mount. And then I often have to ask the fourth way, what happened to mom? You know, in religions, the concept of the way you choose to look at something and its importance and significance. And you have a choice. And this Wu virus is exhibit A of what they did with 9/11 and what happened after that in terms of security checks and your civil rights. Now, some of it's important because there were militant radical groups. All hail Eris. All hail Khaleesi. Chaos rules. You know, good luck with that. Civil rights are what you achieve by giving up your natural rights. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And that's the whole thing. What is it that you really want? And that is what you should be creating right now. You don't get there. It's a process. But right now, the media is using cell phones, 5G, all the technology is like a weapon. Why wouldn't anyone dream of weaponizing a virus like a common cold? Bill Gates. You know, how did Gecko put it? Greed is good. And I like Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? You need to laugh your way through this because you have control. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rant. Sorry.
What you just said.
Get out of the way.
What you just said, what's love got to do with it and greed is good, that's what's wrong with our country. That
exactly. Exactly. And Putin, everybody hates Putin, but he has done more for Mother Russia.
I like him.
Criminal. He's a criminal, like they all are. Anybody.
Well, I like some of the things that he does. He is Russia first.
You know, it's about nationalism and globalism. Now, what is it that you want?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather have nationalism. Actually, I'd rather have states' rights. Well,
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chunks and powder of chaga mushrooms available. Same thing is available on Amazon. So if a person were to buy chunks of chaga and it's black on the outside and kind of a yellowish brown on the inside, what does a person do with that? How do you consume it and why?
Well, what you're after are the beta-glucans and the polysaccharides in chaga. Now, beta-glucans are look-alike virus, a large virus or small bacteria. It's a sugar, but it looks like bacteria invading the system, like coronavirus. And if you take chaga and you mix it with transfer factor, those beta-glucans set up on the cell wall looking for look-alike similar entries. And that's what chaga's beta-glucans look like. They look a little bit like the coronavirus, a little bit. The polysaccharides are longer sugar molecules that are mostly oxygen. And what they do is they deliver oxygen to the body on a cellular level. Your body cannot get enough oxygen. When you have oxygen available, that is what makes ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That is where cold fusion occurs in the physical body. ATP. So you can look at the, it's a little vortex, and it just, with the oxygen, it just goes and it drills things. And that is part of your immune system and the NK killer cells that are released to go in looking for creepy stuff. Transfer factor, you get that from a lactating woman or a cow. That's what normally people use transfer factor is usually from cattle. And you get it in the milk, that kind of thing. And if you mix that, just a small amount of transfer factor, that will use the beta-glucans. Now, if you, and most people take it as a capsule, or a tablet, and tincturing, and we're going to talk about tincturing in a minute. Capsules and tablets are 20 mesh at 20 particles per inch, or 60 mesh for a capsule. So a finer mesh at 60 mesh, that's 60 particles per inch. However, if you mill it at 400 nanometer, 10 to the minus 9, now what you have is a powder that's so fine. You, if supposing you wanted to go to the lung, which is a good place, or the thyroid, you'd lay on your back, take a little mist of air, spray that with wet water, a little mist, and then put this in the mist and throw it on your throat and chest, and it will fall without going through digestive processes, will go directly to the organs in mind. And a coronavirus is mostly thyroid, and you know that whole area in there, up in the mouth and throat, where the nose connects because of mucus. And so, what you're doing is taking, if you want, echinacea and angustifolia growing everywhere in your neck of the woods. It's a wild plant, and you have 9 different species of it. They all work. The one I use is angustifolia, and I chew on the root, because what that does is increases the turgor in synovial fluids, and that sets up beating of the turgor, which is an electrostatic field. And what happens is virus can't set up there, which means you're localizing the habitat where it can set up by eating echinacea. And how much do you eat? When you can't cope, you only use it when you're not coping, like the cold is coming on and you can't stop it. That's when you take a quarter of an inch and you chew it twice a day for 2 days. And that's all that's necessary. And so I have a big jar of echinacea root that I hand to friends when they come over, if they're not having a respiratory that they're coping. And you will be experiencing respiratory, because guess what? We're having a seasonal change, and, you know, daylight saving time goes into effect this weekend, which is going to throw your body out of whack. And so when you do that, just be mindful that you need to pay attention to seasonal changes and the amount of light you're getting, because your body changes its immune system based on light. That's what the pineal gland was about.
Hey, we'll be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, if we get down to basics and we're talking about chaga mushrooms and we have a chunk of it, what do we do with the black outside? Is that part of what we would grind up or put in
I've got a poor connection with you. That's why and the delays, like you're saying. Say a little louder and again, please.
Okay, we have almost a two-second delay at the moment. Okay, so the chaga mushrooms, if you have chunks of it, which you can buy on the internet right now, you can get on eBay, probably Amazon as well. If you have chunks of it that are the size of, 1 inch, a 1 inch cube, Do you use the black part, the outer part, or do you just...
use all the whole microm. Yeah, that's actually the fruiting cap, which you're getting right there, mostly. Chaga mushroom is mycelium that grows in the log itself. And what they're doing is taking a big hunk of what grows on the outer part as a conch or a chunk of mushroom, and it's woody. And you need to break it down into a powder. When you dry it, it gets down, you cut it, and you can eat approximately 1 gram a day. You eat it, 1 gram. Now, you can eat it any way you want to, but take it in as a big hunk, a little powder, whatever way you want to do that. What you should do is keep a diary of how you feel when you take this and how you felt for the day. And if what you need to do is then increase the second week to 2 grams and the third week to 3 grams and the fourth week to 4 grams. And when you start to have loose stool where your number two is coming out liquid, what you want to do is then cut back, because it's different for each of us. I don't use chaga, I use cordyceps. There are 72 different pharmaceutical mushrooms with polysaccharides and beta-glucans. One company I'm working with up in Alberta with a university in Israel, we have chaga for sale in many different forms. We're wildcrafting it. And you can wildcraft it right in your own neighborhood. It grows on birch. Birch is the primary source of wintergreen oil. And so if you have a birch tree, usually the chaga will be growing on part of the tree that's not doing so well. It is a parasite. And so there's a symbiosis going on there that is not, it doesn't kill the tree, so it's not parasitic, but it weakens the tree, so it is a parasite. And in that sense of it, and you have a choice in the way you choose to see what it's doing there. It is also important to take wintergreen oil in your diet. If you like wintergreen, put it in your salad. A little tiny bit of a birch bark never hurt anything. If you were to grind it up and have 1 gram, 2 grams, keep a diary. That, you know, your body will tell you what it wants. It's part of your diet, not a supplement. Now, for me, I don't need chaga. I don't need polysaccharides. I do those when my body is not coping. And actually, for the coronavirus and colds, I use echinacea rather than chaga. Chaga came from Russia. Echinacea is North America. It doesn't grow in Germany. Germany came over in the 30s, and they got the wrong one. They're growing purpurea. You want angustifolia. Purpurea, Echinacea purpurea, is actually a large purple coneflower and is also called Rudbeckia rather than Echinacea. It does not have the Echinacea sides. And that's in a monograph I wrote on Echinacea showing where the Germans in the 30s got the wrong plant. And that's Dr. Shook. And Dr. Shook said, treatise on herbology and advanced treatise on herbology. And he was the primary for the Mormons until his death. I thought it was going to be transferred over to Jerry Barlow, who wrote From the Shepherd's Purse. That's an exceptional book to have in your library. From the Shepherd's Purse by Jerry Barlow. Dr. Christopher, who currently runs the Mormon thing, does, in my humble opinion, does not know goat turds from pork and beans. I'm one of the first Americans to ever write about the chemistry of herbs, making them sacraments by signing rituals to them, keeping them out of the Uniform Controlled Substance Act. I've been doing this a long time, and the one I use is echinacea. But chaga has polysaccharides and beta-glucans, and those are important for a whole bunch of other reasons that none of us are getting. When I was doing cordyceps, I never was healthier. I honestly, I had more energy. I stopped when I left John Holliday and Aloha Medicinals. I am now starting up a company of my own up in Alberta with Israel, growing psychedelic legally. I'm growing psychedelic, gourmet, and pharmaceutical. And the chaga grows everywhere. And what I want to do is take it from wildcrafting into forest farming. And that's what I'm doing now with different habitats. And the one I'm working with up in Alberta, just north of you, up straight up, they are pretty good up there. Winnipeg has birch also. You have birch. And that you can grow it in your area just right out of the top. And when you have a good hunk of it growing on birch, you might have 20 pounds. That's enough for 50 people. You know, right there, just as one little hunk.
So, Rick, can you take a chunk of dried chaga and bore a hole in a birch tree and have it grow or not?
Well, that's how they do it. That's, you know, those are called plugs, starter kits, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
okay.
That's how you do it.
So the actual
plug in there and let it go. It might take 2 years to set. But, you know, predicated on your weather and the kinds of weather you're getting. That's what will dictate. That's why you use habitat in light and temperature. And so you can have a refrigerator up in your closet, up in Gaddick. It's a good place to grow psychedelics and some of these pharmaceuticals. You need a walk-in cooler if you want to get it into big time for tens of thousands or 100,000 people. You know, walk-in cooler, grow them in
ball jars. For those who have trees on their property, let's say they have hardwoods, can they take a piece of chaga, drill maybe a quarter of an inch hole in that hardwood tree and just push that piece of chaga?
Yeah, that's a good place to start that. As simple as that, yes. Make it on the ground so it's getting moisture. You want it to have you want it to get some water, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. And what about growing chaga on, let's say, 4x4 pieces of cut oak, freshly cut oak? Will that work or not?
Well, I don't understand your question again. I'm not sure.
Okay, you know what a 4x4 post looks like.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bunch of 4x4 posts that are just freshly cut. They're oak. Let's say.
Yeah.
Can we drill holes in
them? Uh-huh.
Okay.
You
just
do all kinds
of
mushrooms on that, and it'll probably have several different things. And you rotate the lawn four times, five times, different sets, and it'll set up, and you have a crop. You take your crop off, and then you rotate your log again. By the time you've done it for 4 or 5 years, you throw the log away and start another one, just like you do farming. By the way, you can do the same thing with crystals and grow your solar panels as a crop, like you would carrots or mushrooms. It's another way of thinking. Did you know that?
So if we have some shade, I've never grown silicon crystals.
Sure you have. You were a kid when you did
but,
it. They were little tiny and stuff like that, where you grew crystal things. They give you a little starter kit in the back end of a comic book.
Yes.
Well, that's you did.
Yeah, you're talking about like salt crystals.
There it is.
Salt crystals.
You can grow solar panels and make them on site. Rather than having to buy some from some, you know, weird country from on Mars, you know?
Like communist China, right?
Yeah.
Let's grow some shiitake, Rick, for our
shiitake's
class.
Easy.
Let's grow some shiitake right now.
Yeah, shiitake is simple.
Okay, how do we do it?
Well, I'm going to write an ebook and have it up in 2 weeks on my website. Right now, the one I'm finishing is on stress management. Yes, the non-local mind comes out. Yes, the magical and ritual use of metaphor comes out. this year? Yes. Probably a bunch of PDFs on certain crops that I think are important for herbal pharmacy? Yes. I'm going to be writing a lot of little monographs and things on how to do it, things like Matt Stein and I were doing. I'm going to continue that. My primary expertise lies in farming and gardening, and I'm going to do that for children. You know, what I'm building, one of the things I'm building is a mobile water testing laboratory, test water, and it's mobile in a bus run by children. Third graders driving into an elementary school and showing first graders how to test the purity of water. And that first grader goes home and shows his parent how they did it.
Rick, would you get on a cruise ship today if you were offered a free pass?
I'd love to do that, man. I need a vape break. Getting out in the woods. That's what I'm doing now. I'm just doing it where I go out into the universe by myself in a quiet part of the world that nobody's walked because it's pristine and beaches, that kind of thing. No, I don't think I would love to go now. It's probably not appropriate. Any more than it would be to go down to Mexico with a bunch of money. Bandits. You know, travel today has a bunch of narco. It's crazy out there. And yes, I love to travel. That was one of the things I'd love to do is sing for my dinner where I come in and get to visit other parts of the world and see how you live. That was one of my most favorite things coming to Springfield. I really mm-hmm. like doing that, you know, meeting Storm and Norman Cantwell, becoming friends with you and others. Networking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was those were great days when we had our little get-togethers.
I'll cherish them.
Uh-huh.
You know, meeting all the weird
yeah,
people.
Too.
And all their values, great Storm. You know, some of the others. She's working now as a sub. She's got almost full time.
Wow, what a treat that those students have, having her as their teacher. That's pretty neat. You know, Rick, when she was on the radio with us in her class, not one other teacher, not one parent, and not one superintendent nor principal listened from her school district. When her children...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, French President Macron ordered the seizure of all stocks and future production of medical face masks in the face of the growing threat from the coronavirus. So, that's what France is doing. So, the government is saying that they know best, and they're going to take masks, all of them. All the masks are going to the French government for them to decide what to do with them. That's the kind of thing that could spread like wildfire across the world. Other governments can do the same thing. And maybe they will. And then, you know, that's the beginning of the loss of freedoms. Then you may be locked in your home or apartment, as what's happening in China. And then your neighbors may burn down your house, which is what had been happening in China. Pretty serious stuff. Any comments, Rick?
Ben Franklin, when you give up your civil rights for safety and protection, you lose both.
Yeah, and at the same time, we have the GDP walking around as if this coronavirus threat is meaningless, and they're going to do whatever they want to do because it's their right to be happy, regardless of whether they infect others or not. That's what's happening in New York State right now. People, you know, I'm just going to live my life. I'm not going to let this corona panic impact me. And here's the thing. Regardless of whether you become infected or not, you will be impacted by the corona panic and the supply chain shutdown. You will. For example, we can't buy wheels for our trailer. They're not available. We can't buy drain plugs for the kind that we want for our vehicles. They're not available. And other parts are not going to be available. Imagine what will happen when a router or a Netflix server goes down because a tantalum capacitor blows. It just, boom, pops. It fails. And that server goes down or that router goes down, and we can't get tantalum capacitors to repair them. As a matter of fact, even if you had the capacitors, would you be able to buy the solder to unsolder the capacitor and replace it? Would you be able to? Solder is something that people don't use very much anymore, right? Rick, have you heard of anybody using a soldering iron other than me? And
me, I used one yesterday.
Huh?
Yeah.
You use one all the time.
Yeah.
I felt years ago when Barry Satoru was shutting down the lead mines in the United States, I thought, you know what, I better get some solder. So I bought 3 pounds of radio solder. Very, very fine wire solder. Very fine wire. Like 20 thousandths of an inch fine. That's pretty fine. And we use it all the time for connections on automobiles and, you know, when they break. And so what is it? It's old stock. Old stock.
Your computer.
Yeah, but the solder I bought was at least made 30 years ago. At least 30 years ago. I mean, that was common maybe 40 years ago. People used to have hobbies that included soldering connections, soldering components. I haven't heard of anybody saying, hey, I built this radio, I built this desulfate, or I built this whatever. I haven't heard anybody say that. Because they don't. They don't know how. They don't have interest. As a matter of fact, I was talking with one of our instructors the last couple of days, and we were talking about Home Depot. They're having classes on how to use a drill. This is how you use a drill. Can you... And a tape measure. Can you imagine? How does this happen that Home Depot has to teach a class on how to use a drill?
Well, that's because high schools no longer do it. They used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. We used to watch our seniors in our family use a drill. Oh, that's how I used a drill. As a matter of fact, I bought my first drill when I was about 10 years old, and it was $8.88, and it was a Stanley brand corded electric drill, quarter-inch electric drill. Yeah, quarter-inch. No, maybe it's 3/8. But anyway, yeah, I bought my own when I was very, very young because I thought that was something that was worth having. I saved a long time for that. A lot of birthdays and a lot of helping around the house and a lot of 10, 15, and 25-cent allowances for helping around the house. What about that? Allowances. Remember allowances when parents used to give their children allowances for helping out around the house? Remember that?
Yeah.
10 or 15 cents, maybe a quarter.
Yeah. I'd save it up
now
and
it's,
buy a...
Son, I bought you a brand new car. Well, Rick, so let's grow some mushrooms, class. Hey, thank you. Thank you. That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAlanMiller.com. And we'll be back with Rick next Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about ham radio with Gordon West, Joanne, and then I'll be talking about my book.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.